be clear about what Chicago is. It always will be a sanctuary city. You are safe in Chicago.
I think the word sanctuary city has often been misinterpreted. It's for us, first and foremost, about public safety.
Donald Trump has made it clear that sanctuary cities will not have sanctuary in the United States from federal authority and federal funding. You want to make your state, your city, a sanctuary place for the encouragement of illegal immigration, the shielding of illegal immigrants. You don't want to work with the Immigration Customs Enforcement to process people who are here in this country illegally, who've been stopped for a crime, then you are going to risk losing your funding. And Congress, thank the good Lord, actually has legislation that's going to be introduced this week to do this just that, the defunding of sanctuary cities. And it's something that is wildly popular and something that Donald Trump campaigned on. And we looks like we have Republican unity for the most part on this bill. Joining us now is Congressman Andy Biggs. He's the sponsor of this bill, this legislation, and he's a Republican, of course, from Arizona's 5th Congressional District, and he joins us now. Congressman, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good to talk to you twice today, as a matter of fact. Thanks for being there this morning. You did great. You did great. We loved it, and it was a lot of fun, really a lot of fun. So,
we're going to reconnect, Congressman, because for some reason, I mean, we're just dealing with plagued by bad audio on the show, and I don't know why, but we're going to reconnect with you because we want to hear from you precisely what you're saying. But I'll tell you this: the No Sanctuary for Criminals Act, and this, what does it actually do? It overhauls federal statutes governing U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement detainers. So it requires that state and local law enforcement agencies enforce federal immigration detainers. So when ICE puts a detainer on someone, a state or locality cannot just ignore it. I mean, the legislation is very clear on this in the new legislation being introduced. So basically, the bill would immunize states and localities from any civil liability for good faith enforcement of detainers. And so that's very positive. The bill also creates a private right of action for victims of felony offenses and their families that would allow them to sue jurisdictions that do not honor detainers. And we certainly like the fact that victims of crime are actually getting, you know, their due here, because crime victims are oftentimes just forgotten about. It would also prohibit jurisdictions from maintaining or adopting community trust policies that restrict officers from inquiring about the immigration or citizenship status of individuals. So that's really positive. I guess we have the congressman on now, but James, this audio better be good. You gotta deliver for me on the audio. Congressman, can we hear you now?
I hope so.
Fantastic, because we couldn't hear you before. So now we got you on the line. Very frustrating. Great. On a radio show. I mean, I can do a lot, but I can't do the other stuff. Let's focus on what this legislation is. I just introduced the basics of this. But does this legislation go far enough in preventing this continued gaming of federal immigration laws by these mayors and governors of states who encourage sanctuary policies?
I think it's a marvelous first step. There might be things you could do more, but this really says you got to follow the law. If you don't follow the law, there's going to be penalties, and they're going to be real penalties. And why should our cities and towns and some states even be above the law? And that's what this law is about. It's trying to protect our citizens from those who are here illegally, who are committing violent crimes against people who live, reside, and are citizens here.
What about the Northern Virginia area? Like, we just had this horrific murder of a young Muslim American girl. She's 17 years old during Ramadan. Originally, the reporting on this was a hate crime. You know, someone jacked up on Islamophobia and goes out and tries to kill a Muslim. No, that's not what happened at all. This was a MS-13 gang member in the country illegally, 22 years of age, who apparently had done another attack a week earlier on someone else. And as far as I can tell, Northern Virginia has become a hotbed of illegal immigrant activity. They sent a lot of these dreamers to live with their sponsors over the last 3 years and smack dab in the middle of beautiful Northern Virginia. So does that count as a sanctuary over there, or they're not officially a sanctuary?
Well, the Attorney General is going to be able to make that determination whether you declare that you're sanctuary city or not. If your actions reflect that a lack of cooperation with enforcement of immigration laws, the Attorney General can declare that you are acting as a sanctuary, and penalties can apply. You know, and other parts of the bill say if we find out you're a criminally violent illegal alien, we're going to keep you in custody. We're going to hold you until we deport you, instead of letting you back on the street to create further mayhem and danger.
The communications, we talked about this today. We couldn't really hear you before, but yeah. I spoke to some members of the Conservative Opportunity Society this morning, and I made the point that to get the outcome you want and the public support that you want for legislation like this, it really does require some production. It does require Republicans to work on a really potent communication strategy to set the table for this type of legislation. I know the president has spoken about sanctuary policies. Obviously, Steve King and you and others have done a lot in recent years. Talk radio has been all over it. Fox has been all over it. But I think there's a lot more to be done in that arena, especially given the hideous crimes we've seen just in the past 6 months in this country committed by illegal immigrants.
Yeah, and I just want to comment about the Conservative Opportunity meeting this morning. There were so many members there that came away enthused and fired up. I was just talking to two of them right before I came on the show, and you did a great job. You conveyed the message very clearly, which is what we need to convey, that the Republican Party is moving forward, and we are protecting people here. We're going to make their lives better because our policies are better. And that was a great message received, and now we have to execute on how we construct the narrative and communicate that narrative.
And sanctuary policies kill. How about that for branding? Sanctuary policies kill. They end up killing and maiming and brutalizing people from all backgrounds, and especially hard hit are the minority people, the African Americans, Muslims, Hispanics. They have been among the most brutalized by gang activity committed, especially by MS-13, Florenzia 13, the Latin Kings, all these groups, all these gangs. And it seems like they're people who would tend to be more Democrat, and yet Republicans are the ones standing up for them. To me, that is a really powerful message. Jerry Brown and Rahm Emanuel and the Austin mayor and all – they all want to keep the illegals coming in. They want to keep them coming, put the welcome mat out. That is actually making your life less profitable, less fulfilling, and more dangerous. And to me, that's it.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And we have done a terrible job in messaging that, because people get that, because it is a stark difference. On one side of the aisle, you've got a bunch of people that are out there saying, look, we'll take everybody in. And the other side of the aisle says, wait a second, we have to protect people. And when you let everybody in, you're letting in criminals, people who commit mayhem and harm people. And we've done a terrible job messaging that. But more than messaging, too, we have to deliver. We have to get this bill out. And Kate's bill tomorrow, Grant's law is part of this bill, Sarah's law is part of this bill. These bills are named for people who were victims.
Real people.
real people who were victims of criminally violent, illegal aliens in America. And we've got to put an end to that. And as we do that, we can convey the message, because the other part of the message is, as we enforce the law, we've got to continue with border enforcement itself, which is building a wall, building the infrastructure along the border so our agents down there can interdict these people crossing the border. And we need to do a better job to keeping track of people who have visas in this country. 40% of our illegal aliens are visa overstays. We don't even know where they are. We have got to enforce the law, and as we do that, we will protect people's lives, and that's a message that crosses party lines.
Yeah, Montgomery County, Maryland, right at the doorstep of Washington, D.C., one of the most prosperous areas of the United States of America. Montgomery County detention officials ended up releasing a few weeks ago, well, this is actually May 8th, releasing an 18-year-old illegal Salvadoran immigrant, Mario Granados Alvarado, despite an immigration detainer delivered to detention officials the day before. They claimed it was a mistake. But this guy was accused of bringing a stolen police assault rifle to the parking lot of Albert Einstein High School and the trunk of an allegedly stolen car. And it's Montgomery County. They arrested him. Then they let him go. That's crazy.
Yeah, It's asinine what's out there, and it's causing people to really reevaluate. I hope it's causing people to reevaluate this sanctuary policy that's out there. And tragically, you're getting people of all ages, all ethnicities are being victimized, and it's got to stop. This is what these bills are intended to do, and that's the commitment that we have got to make. As a Republican Party, we have to unify on that particular point.
What about the wall? What about the wall, Congressman?
Yeah, build the wall.
Where's the progress?
It's slow. I mean, I introduced an amendment on that last budget bill to say let's put $1 billion in to start building the wall, and my amendment was ruled out of order.
Out of order. Yeah. I'd say Ryan is out of order. What do you mean out of order? How's that out of order? That's what the president campaigned on. That's what the people want.
Yeah, well, it wasn't apparently. I don't pretend to understand the motivations of people, but I do know this. It was a budget amendment related to a budget, and it was a substantive amendment, and it's something that we promised we would do. I've got ranchers on the border in my state, Arizona. I went down there just a couple months ago, and they're like, we got to have a wall. We have to have a wall. And it can't be just a virtual wall either. I mean, it has to be a real wall. And that's what people who say, if you go down there and spend time with them, I spent time with some border agents, and they said the same thing. A wall is serious business, and it allows us to actually stop people from entering this country illegally.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, you need interior enforcement. You need border control.
10,000 agents. We need 10,000 border agents. And every time I hear virtual wall, I say virtual joke. Virtual wall means virtual enforcement, meaning no enforcement.
Yeah.
That's window dressing. That is not what we need. A drone is not going to stop people from coming into the country illegally. Congressman, we really appreciate your efforts on behalf of the American people against these sanctuary cities that are putting out the welcome mat in benefits and in protection to people who break our immigration law and expect all the benefits of American society. We really appreciate what you're doing. It was great to see you this morning and the other folks at the Opportunity Society. And tell the other Congress members who didn't come, congressmen who didn't come, we miss them. Okay, so make sure.
I'll tell them. It was great. It was great. Thanks for all you do, Laura.
My pleasure. Congressman Andy Biggs on the Laura Ingraham Show. Good stuff happening in Congress. Now it's time to message it right. Don't go away.
The Laura Ingraham Show.